Our economy doesn't run on oil. It runs on diesel. And you might say, well, diesel comes from oil. So, you know, oil spot prices, that's what matters. Not really, because now we have to talk about the diesel crack spread. The diesel crack spread is now an astonishing $102 per barrel. I mean, historically, this has been under $10 a barrel. It's $102. Now, that means that there is basically a panic for diesel. It clearly indicates a severe shortage of diesel supplies in the market. So while the White House can manipulate oil spot prices, and they do, obviously, always manipulating oil to try to keep oil prices low, the price of actual diesel continues to rise. That's what the crack spread means. It's actually, that's the difference between the price of a barrel of crude oil versus the price of a barrel of diesel fuel. Now, by the way, one barrel of oil doesn't all get converted into diesel. This is why you've probably heard commonly quoted 3-2-1 crack spread. 3-2-1. Well, what does that refer to? It means that if you start with 3 barrels of crude oil, out of it, you get 2 barrels of gasoline and then 1 barrel of diesel. Now, that's an oversimplification. It depends on a lot of things. There's kerosene in the mix, and there's naphtha in the mix, and there's other distillates. But, and it depends on how the refineries are configured. Obviously, this is an oversimplification, but it's an easy rule to remember. You need to know about this. 3-2-1 crack spread. So again, 3 barrels of oil creates 2 barrels of gasoline and 1 barrel of diesel. Now, the gas in America, we will probably continue to have plenty of gasoline, because we also have the right kind of oil in America, the lighter sweet oil that is really great for making gasoline, and our domestic refineries are configured for that. Whereas the diesel is, you know, it's made from typically a heavier crude, and our refineries aren't set up to be able to produce enough diesel to keep our economy running. That is, if we can't get the heavy crude oil, which right now, we can't. You know, America imports over 6.5 million barrels of oil per day. That's because we need the heavy crude oil. This is why Trump invaded Venezuela, because we need that heavy sulfur-rich oil from Venezuela. It's almost sludge. So this is important to understand, because again, the economy runs on diesel, not oil. You can't put oil in your gas tank or your diesel tank. You've got to put refined fuels into there. So the fact that the crack spread is $102 means this is like the canary in the coal mine here for the U.S. economy. This is the canary's dead. Okay, something's wrong in the coal mine. Inflation is going to hit us like a tidal wave, because everything depends on diesel. Everything. Diesel, you know, runs the trucks that move the freight. Diesel runs the tractors that harvest the crops. Diesel powers the construction equipment that build the data centers or the highways. Diesel runs the emergency generators for hospitals and data centers and so much more. Without diesel, and diesel runs the trains too, the diesel electric trains, on and on. So without diesel, our economy is toast. And I'm not saying we're going to run out, but rather that diesel is going to become much more expensive and much more scarce. And it could result in diesel rationing, although it won't be called that, but it will effectively become that. Now, according to my research agents, just in the year 2025, the United States lost 429,000 barrels per day of refining capacity due to the shutting down of just 2 refineries. It was the Phillips 66 in California, and it was the Lyondell Basil Houston refinery. That was the big one. 290,000 barrels per day out of that Houston refinery. That closed in early 2025. And those two closures right there, again, over 400,000 barrels a day, those are permanent. So that's not coming back. They're not down for repairs or maintenance. They're down permanently. They're done. And also, I kind of mentioned this before, but the U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, they were built to process the heavy, high-sulfur crude oil, which is also called sour. Sour refers to the sulfur content. High sulfur is high sour. You know, low sulfur is sweet. That's how that works, if you've ever wondered. So it's the heavy, high sulfur crude oil that actually produces much more diesel. When world events, such as the war with Iran, disrupt those oil flows, which is exactly what's happening, obviously, then the refineries have to switch to whatever oil is available, which right now in the U.S. is the lighter, sweeter crude oil. And that oil produces less diesel per barrel. So you're not getting as many gallons of diesel coming out of the refineries when they have to use the lighter, sweeter oil. So understand that even if crude oil is available, even if oil seems affordable at $65 a barrel, $75 a barrel, $85, whatever, doesn't mean that diesel is not going to $8, $9, or $10 a gallon, because it probably is. So right now, inventories of the distillates, such as diesel, are at record lows in the United States. And additional forecasts show that our inventories of jet fuel, gasoline, and diesel will be, by the end of this year, they will be the lowest that they've been since 2000. At the same time, the global supply on diesel is heavily stressed because, for example, the Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian refineries, which have reduced some diesel exports out of Russia. I mean, I'm not saying Russia's destroyed. Obviously, Russia's a massively large country, very resilient. That, you know, they're repairing and coming back. But there's a blip in the pipeline from all the attacks and all the repairs and the shutdowns that are necessary to get back online. I mean, Russian engineers can fix it, but that's going to take time. And during that time, there's no diesel coming out. So this means that global demand for diesel from many other countries, think about, you know, everybody from Taiwan or South Korea or Bangladesh or Indonesia or India, for that matter. All this demand for diesel, there's a lot less refined diesel available in the world. And so that's going to have an economic shock in America. That's coming. It will hit the entire economy for the reasons I already mentioned. You know, trucking, agriculture, construction, railways. Also, marine diesel called bunker fuel, typically. For a lot of shipping, obviously. Mining, I forgot to mention. Mining equipment all runs on diesel. Big, heavy equipment, you know, excavators and so on, runs on diesel. So diesel inflation will end up in essentially all consumer goods because everything has to be, you know, transported one way or another. So we're going to have this really wide spectrum inflationary phenomenon that's going to touch just about everything, way beyond energy. This is what the White House is trying to suppress by suppressing oil prices. But again, the crack spread keeps growing. Now the crack spread is $102 per barrel for, you know, the diesel price versus crude oil price. That means that it doesn't matter how low you keep the oil price, diesel is still going to go up and up and up. That's where this is going. So even if crude oil prices fall, diesel prices can still rise because the crack spread can actually increase. So there will be, you know, economists and energy sector analysts will say, well, there's going to be demand destruction. And what they mean by that is that because of the economic damage of all of this, then, you know, prices will rise and there will be fewer people purchasing things online, for example, that require transportation. Or fewer purchases of home construction materials that require transportation, et cetera. That as diesel prices rise, there will be a destruction of some percentage of the demand for diesel. That is absolutely true. If diesel prices are high enough for farmers, for example, then Some farmers will say it's not worth planting crops this year. They just won't even plant. They won't even run the tractors. Well, okay, great. That reduces diesel demand, but what happens to the food supply? Then you don't have that food output. Now food prices are going to go higher as a result. So even when you have demand destruction on the energy side, in many ways, you can end up shifting a supply shock into some other sector, such as food or lumber or minerals like copper and aluminum, etc., coming out of mines. Minerals that are critical for infrastructure, for power grid construction, or for data centers, etc. So this is why a diesel shortage will ripple out into a very broad-based economic contraction. It will harm the economy everywhere, even if oil is cheap, because the economy doesn't run on oil, it runs on diesel. So effectively, the bottom line here is that $102 as the crack spread, this is like alarm bells screaming. It's what it's really saying is that there is enough oil on the ground right now, but there's not nearly enough refining capacity, or at least not the right type of inputs, the right type of crude. And definitely there's not enough of an inventory buffer to meet the demand for diesel that currently exists. So this is what they call, economists would say, this is a structural deficit in the supply chain of diesel. We don't have the right refineries. We don't have the right domestic oil. We don't have the right infrastructure. And too many refineries have been closed down. And also, you know, there have been geopolitical disruptions, pipelines shut down by the Democrats who hate energy, depleted stockpiles because of Trump, let's say, draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, etc. So the bottom line is, we're not going to run out of diesel, but we're going to have a severe diesel shortage and diesel price inflation, which will be a sort of self-resolving situation, because at some point diesel will become so expensive that, you know, the services that depend on it will pull back. Now, some of them can't. You know, people need food in the grocery stores. Well, that food's just going to cost a lot more. But construction projects can be delayed or canceled. Farming can be, you know, paused for a season or two. You know, a lot of shipping can just halt. Or if consumers are broke, they'll just buy less stuff and there's less stuff to move around. So yeah, eventually this will come back into equilibrium. But right now it's way out of whack. $102 diesel crack spread. Seriously, if you know anybody in the energy industry, say that to their face. Watch their eyes pop out. They're like, what? Are you kidding me? Because we don't see that. I mean, I don't even know when was the last time that ever happened, if ever. I don't know. I'd have to pull up a historical chart or something. It's bad. And it also means that if you have a diesel vehicle like I do, it's going to become very expensive to operate. So it's going to shift more people to EVs, which will, of course, reduce the demand on diesel. See, that's some of that substitution will take place. But that will increase the loads on the power grid. And the power grid will need more coal or natural gas, you see? I mean, there's no free lunch here. Things just get shifted around one way or another. We have an energy shortage supply shock because of this war in the Middle East, and also because, well, honestly, because of all the years of the left-wing climate cultism that shut down energy infrastructure in America, including pipelines and refineries, etc. So there are multiple factors at work here. The bottom line is, it's bad. It's going to get worse. So be prepared for diesel prices to hit, I'm guessing, $8, $9, $10 a gallon, at least in California, if not elsewhere. And that means everything's going to get way more expensive, including food. Including food. Yeah. There's nothing we can do about that, except maybe grow more of your own food at home where you don't need diesel to grow it. Or switch to an EV if you're driving a diesel, or or maybe tap into that diesel storage that you have that I've been recommending for a very long time. I've got stored diesel for my farm equipment, but I am not using it unless I really, really need to. So, hey, there might be some fields that needed to be shredded, you know, and they're just not going to get shredded this year because the diesel's not affordable. Although I still have plenty of diesel, just to be clear. I mean, I was buying diesel when it was $2.50 a gallon, and I bought a lot. I'm still sitting on that. But I also don't want to burn through it if I don't have to, you see. So be prepared. The economy is going to get wrecked by this. Things are going to get more expensive. In the meantime, you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. And be prepared for hard times ahead. One way to get prepared, by the way, our sponsor for this podcast is the Satellite Phone Store. SAT123.com. It's not just satellite phones. They also have solar generators that are battery storage systems, you know, lithium iron phosphate with solar panels and built-in inverters, etc. Very good for off-grid energy harvesting and charging or running small, relatively small devices. But that can include blenders and things depending on the model you get, even small refrigerators. So check it out at sat123.com. And they also sell Starlink satellite systems there that are blazing fast, I've noticed, especially late at night, like midnight or 1 a.m. Starlink is crazy fast, like faster than they promised. That's wild. You can get those at starlink123.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. If you'd like to help support us, check out all of the affiliate deals I put together for you at rangerdeals.com. And if you go there, you'll see I have selected, I've done due diligence on all of these affiliates. There's really not that many, but we have partners like Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, Ness's Organic CBDA Hemp Extract, Above Phone Models that are de-Googled phones, Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the Satellite Phone Store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon 50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.